Resorts World Las Vegas must respond to illegal gambling claims by next week. Resorts World Las Vegas, RWLV, operated by Malaysia-based Genting Berhad, is facing a December 9 deadline to respond to a 12-count complaint from the Nevada Gaming Control Board, NGCB. The regulatory agency initially filed the complaint in August, alleging that the property failed to comply with anti-money laundering regulations and allowed individuals with suspected or confirmed links to illegal gambling activities to frequent the casino without intervention. The NGCB granted RWLV an extension to prepare its response, according to the Las Vegas Review-Journal. The regulatory body confirmed in a statement that the extension allows Resorts World until December 9 to address the allegations. Genting noted the updated deadline in its recent quarterly earnings report. The allegations against RWLV are extensive and severe. The NGCB's 31-page complaint highlights what it describes as an overall lack of control and a culture of tolerance for illicit behavior among the casino's executives. According to the complaint, this environment created the perception or reality that the casino was a potential avenue for money laundering and other criminal activities. The NGCB further claims that the property welcomed individuals with known connections to illegal bookmaking operations, federal gambling convictions, and organized crime. RWLV facing unstable future. The potential consequences for RWLV could be significant. The NGCB has called on the Nevada Gaming Commission to consider actions that may include sanctions against the property's gaming license or placing the casino under regulatory supervision. Such measures could have far-reaching implications for the Strip property and its operations. A key figure in the case is Scott Sabella, the former president and chief operating officer of RWLV. Sabella served in his role from 2019, during the casino's pre-opening phase, until his departure in September 2023. Before joining Resorts World, Sabella was president of MGM Grand, where he faced federal charges for violating the Bank Secrecy Act. Sabella admitted to failing to report suspicious financial transactions involving a convicted illegal bookmaker. In May, he pleaded guilty to one count of failing to file proper anti-money laundering records, resulting in a sentence of 1 year of probation and a fine of under $10,000. The NGCB has indicated that it continues to investigate Sabella's actions during his tenure at RWLV. While details of the ongoing investigation have not been disclosed, the board's complaint reflects concerns about the property's compliance with federal and state regulations designed to prevent financial crimes and ensure the integrity of gaming operations.